President Bush picked Elaine Chao as Labor Secretary after his first choice, Linda Chavez, withdrew amid controversy. Chao's nomination won widespread approval, even from organized labor. But that relationship has soured following the president's moves on contracting, the use of union dues, and other matters. In addition, the president signed the congressional repeal of new worker safety rules. As part of my series of talks with members of the Bush cabinet, Labor Secretary Chao rejected Labor's claim that it's being punished for backing Democrat Al Gore.
I don't think that's its retribution at all. But I will say that elections do have consequences. And clearly there was an ideological debate during the election. And I think that's what our country's all about. There are really very different views about the future of our country and what America should look like. And I'm not talking about class warfare. I'm talking about the role of government, whether government should have a large, pervasive role in our economy and in our workplace and in every aspect of our lives, or whether government is there more as a catalyst and as a promoter and as a purveyor of a certain environment that will enable private individuals to excel. I mean, those are very, very different viewpoints. But for people who differ, to personalize these differences, I think does our nation a great disservice. I think we need to respect each other's differences, know that we're all patriots and trying to do the best we can to further a better America. But let's disagree without being disagreeable.
Do you feel the administration is catering to the needs of corporate America at the expense of labor?
Absolutely not. You know, when we talk about workplace issues, when we talk about the president's tax cut, you know, what is wealthy by some Democrats' interpretation is anyone who's earning over $35,000 a year. If you have two school teachers, both of whom are making $35,000 a year, they're catapulted into the $70,000 income range, which makes them rich. And we well know those two who are teachers are having a hard time having a second night, maybe even a first, you know, one night out a week in a nice restaurant. But all this talk about the rich and the poor, I think it really plays to the whole issue about class warfare. And America is about the most equal country in the world. We have our disparities, of course. And all this heated rhetoric about class warfare only just serves the partisan interest of one party.
Well, you just raised an interesting point. One of the problems for today's workers is balancing the needs of work and family. Is that something the Department of Labor can address?
I think the Department of Labor can do a lot in terms of focusing on necessary and needed debates. You know, we're a country where national consensus has to form before national policies will be made. And by bringing national attention to a particular issue, we are focusing all the resources of a free market economy to solving those issues. The government itself can never solve all the problems. But if we as government officials have the opportunity to, again, focus the national resources on a particular issue, a lot of things will happen. And obviously, in a stressed out workforce, people are concerned about balancing personal life versus a professional lives. And I think technology is a big part of that as well. And it's supposed to help us. Yet how many of us are now are beset by ringing cell phones and laptops that accompany us on weekends and on our vacations, and so that we're never away from the workplace. You know, I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'll dash off a couple of emails. I think that is crazy.
People are going to start calling you at 2 in the morning.
Well, I hope they won't, because all they're going to get is my laptop.
Well, the secretary's up. I'll give her a call.
Not for long, for a very short time. Then I go back to sleep. But we can talk about these issues. And when we heighten national awareness, you know, we get more people individually to think about these issues and to begin to talk about solutions. And that's the process by which real things happen in our country.
Will you support raising the minimum wage above the $5.15 an hour?
The president has already said that he will support the increase.
Does the president have a specific figure in mind?
There are a number of options, and I don't think he's come out for any one particular option. I think what labor is probably not going to like is that the president wants to give the states some local autonomy, because obviously in some very, very economically depressed rural areas, having the minimum wage at its current rate even really eliminates a lot of jobs. And so the president would want some locales to have the option to say that if the minimum wage is way above what is a prevailing wage in that area, and yet if we wanted to attract new business or new employment opportunities in that area, would require some flexibility.
You've said one of your priorities is to modernize U.S. workplace laws and economic policies. What does that mean?
Our workforce is changing in so many different ways. We have a workforce that's increasingly mobile, that is increasingly concerned about new opportunities. You know, a generation ago, our parents' generation, for example, the average job that a person held was basically one, if they were lucky enough. And they worked for a company and then retired with a hefty pension, hopefully. Well, nowadays, the average number of jobs that a person may hold could be 5 to 7 jobs during the life of their career. And so, of necessity, these workers will have very different concerns about their retirement, about job opportunities, about how to be compensated. And many of them are not so much concerned about their lifelong pension, but the ability to have portability and to bring some of their financial resources as they earn them along with them to the next job. So all these changes present a whole host of new issues for us as a nation to deal with. And because the Department of Labor is a department that's responsible for the financial security, among other aspects of a workplace, we need to be concerned and looking at some of these issues.
What other plans do you have?
I do want to set up a workforce for the 21st century office. Increasingly, our workforce will be more mobile. It's also aging. All demographic data shows that our population, after having this huge baby boomer generation, is now getting ready to retire. And people are paying more attention to the quality of life issues. So people are retiring earlier. And what this means is that, again, our workforce has to be more agile, more nimble, more flexible. And our employers, our workforce, development issues have to reflect these new changes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Former Peace Corps Director and Deputy Transportation Secretary, now Labor Secretary, Elaine Chao.